It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. To rent or to buy? It's one of those proverbial $64,000 questions. And with all the recent housing market turmoil, a lot of people have decided to rent, even if they can afford to buy a home. In fact, there's been so much demand for apartments that rents are once again on the rise. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports from one of the hottest rental markets in New York City.
Every night when she comes home from the office, Lauren Weitz upholds a New York City tradition.
Go very slowly because some of these are crooked.
Like countless young New Yorkers before her, Weitz lives in a walk-up. A few weeks ago, she got her first apartment in the city. She has to climb 5 flights of stairs to reach it.
You know, you're not going to run up and down the stairs, so I'm very careful with my groceries and not to carry too much heavy items, and you really have to think twice.
The apartment is a studio on the Upper West Side. That's one room with a small kitchen. To live here, she pays nearly $1,700 a month plus utilities. And Morgan Turkowitz, the agent who found it for her, says White's got a good deal.
So if this had a bedroom attached to it, if this were a one-bedroom apartment in this neighborhood, how much would she be spending?
Probably somewhere in the mid-2000s. So it's, you know, it's expensive. Real estate in New York City is expensive.
That's putting it mildly. Rents in the city fell a bit after the 2008 financial crisis, and a lot of landlords were forced to offer incentives like a month's free rent to find tenants. But since then, rents have been slowly climbing back up. And Gary Mallon, president of the real estate firm City Habitats, says they're now near an all-time high.
There's very little supply. There's lots of demand. People have been staying in the rental market longer because they're not comfortable jumping into the sales market, whether they don't have the necessary down payments. So all of those things have been factored into a very tight and successful rental market.
That pattern is being repeated in many other parts of the country. Chris Herbert, research director of Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies, says rents rose more than 5% last year in Seattle, Chicago, Minneapolis, Boston, Pittsburgh, and other cities. Herbert says the increases reflect growing demand for rental properties.
In 2011, there was a growth of 1 million renter households across the country, while homeowner households fell by 350,000. So in 1 year, to have growth of 1 million renters, that's a number we haven't seen in a long time.
Herbert says the rental market won't stay this strong indefinitely. Sooner or later, people are going to get tired of paying high rents and think about buying again.
People may decide, you know what, it looks like the economy is recovering. I have more confidence in the housing market. I have a job, and I'm paying so much in rent. I think it's time for me to jump into the homeowner market. So that may be where the release valve comes if demand for rentals keeps going up.
And in the long run, he says developers will respond to the increased demand by building more apartments. In fact, there's evidence that's starting to happen, but it will take a while before they're built. In the meantime, the competition for apartments in places like New York City can only grow. For her part, Lauren Weitz is happy to have found a place of her own.
I always tell my friends that this place was pretty perfect. If it had an elevator, it would have been tops.
Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.